I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. The Syrian military rushed reinforcements to the northwest and launched airstrikes Sunday in an attempt to push back insurgents who seized the country's largest city of Aleppo. Iranian officials pledged to help the government counter the surprise offensive. Iran has been a key political and military ally of Syrian President Bashar Assad in the country's long-running civil war, but it's unclear how Tehran would support Damascus in this latest flare-up that began Wednesday. Insurgents launched a two-pronged attack on Aleppo and the countryside around Idlib before moving toward a neighboring province. The surge in fighting has raised the prospect of another violent and destabilizing front reopening in the Middle East at a time when Israel is fighting Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon, conflicts that have repeatedly threatened to ignite an even wider regional war. The UN has halted aid shipments through Gaza's main crossing after looting. It blames the crisis on Israel, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says it is halting aid deliveries through the main cargo crossing into Gaza because of the threat of armed gangs who have looted recent convoys. A few days earlier, European Commissioner Elisa Ferreira told the European Parliament in Strasbourg,
"The UN has warned that famine is imminent in areas within the northern Gaza Strip, which have practically received no humanitarian assistance for over a month. Either convoys are not allowed to enter, or if they are, looting prevents people from accessing the assistance provided."
The decision could worsen the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said on Saturday he wants former national security official Cash Patel to lead the FBI, signaling plans to carry out his threat to eject the bureau's current director, Christopher Wray. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports.
44-year-old Patel is a Trump loyalist who advised both the Director of National Intelligence and Secretary of Defense during the Republicans' first term in the White House. He has previously called for stripping the FBI of its intelligence-gathering role and purging its ranks of any employee who refuses to support Trump's agenda. Current Director Wray's term does not expire until 2027. FBI directors are appointed to 10-year terms by law as a means of insulating the Bureau from politics. Trump himself appointed Wray to the role during his first term. But Wray has since come under fire from Trump and his supporters, who have accused the FBI and other federal agencies of weaponizing their law enforcement to silence critics on the right and target political enemies. The appointment will need Senate approval. There will likely be pushback against Patel's nomination by Senate Democrats and possibly even some Republicans.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. Los Angeles has approved a so-called sanctuary city ordinance. Officials say it's in response to President-elect Trump's promise of mass deportations when he assumes the presidency in January. Angelina Bagdasarian has a story narrated by Anna Rice.
The Los Angeles City Council approved a so-called sanctuary city ordinance on November 19th. This means local police and state authorities are not going to share information on people's immigration status with federal immigration authorities, unless it involves a serious crime. Yet not everyone in the city agrees with this decision.
I think it's a disgrace. I think that we have to take care of our own first. When we say America first, it doesn't mean you don't take care of others.
Linda Hanna's parents are from Mexico. They came into the United States legally, and she believes whoever has done so illegally should be deported. For Angelina Magdasaran in Los Angeles, California, Hannah Rice, VOA News.
Negotiators working on a treaty to address the global crisis of plastic pollution for a week in Busan, South Korea, won't reach an agreement and plan to resume the talks next year. The negotiations were supposed to be the fifth and final round to produce the first legally binding treaty on plastics pollution, including in the oceans, by the end of 2024. But with time running out early Monday, negotiators agreed to resume the talks next year. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.